The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Making social media work for you? Are you using it to maximize your personal or company's visibility and revenue? How can you make social media work more effectively? Unlock the secrets of the social universe with your host, Kurt Wilhelm. If you or your organization want to enjoy all of the benefits of social networking, you'll want to take notes for the next hour. Now, here is the host of the social universe, Kurt Wilhelm.
Welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the social media through the social universe, and in many cases, the secrets of the universe itself. We appreciate all of you tuning back into the show, definitely, and we also are appreciative of our advertisers who make this all happen. We want to thank Planet Beach for what they do for all of us, and if anybody is interested in checking in and invoking the great name of Kurt Wilhelm on The Social Universe, then you can get a free day at the spa. Just check into your Planet Beach and let them know that The Social Universe has given you, has shined upon you, and you have the ability to have a free day at the spa, and they will oblige. So just drop in there at the Planet Beach. My favorite one to attend is on 59th Avenue and Berend in northern at Glendale, essentially Arrowhead area. So that's because I live up there. So for those of you who live other places, then check into another Planet Beach and take advantage of your free day at the spa. Also, we want to thank Glendale Flowers for all they do for us. They've been taking care of my floral needs for a long time, both business and personal, and have been absolutely making my wife astoundingly happy on Mother's Day. Probably too happy. She yells at me because she thinks that they're too, the flowers are too good, too huge, too embarrassing to show on Facebook because she says it embarrasses her friends and coworkers. But that's the type of wonderful place that Glendale Flowers is. They never stop short of anything but astounding. So if you are looking to impress someone in your life or impress people that are important in your business life, do the same as well. And we want to welcome on the show Melinda, who is the owner of Hair of Life Salon. And she was sharing with me that she would just rather be on the show than in her business. Actually, she said the other way around. Anything but on the show today. No, but it helps to really love your business. And that's definitely what Melinda does. She loves her business. So, Melinda, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to create the business that you have and how it's going for you. And we're going to be talking about ways that you've used the social media to get business going in your life.
All righty. My pleasure. I am the owner of Hair of Life, and I have been a native of Arizona. I am a native of Arizona, and I was in the brick and mortar business for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. I did a very good job with it. I know problems with sales or retail. The consumers need what I have, and that's hair extensions. Mm-hmm. And I sell directly from Hair of Life from India.
Wow.
Yes, India is the place that I buy my hair because it's authentic, mm-hmm. and it's not processed. So I do very well in the business, but I noticed that there are a lot of women mm-hmm. in business, and men too, that weren't getting their hard work. It just wasn't adding up as far as profit, as far as media. You know, everybody in small businesses can't afford that media. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, let's try this social media out.
Sure.
Well, unbeknownst to me, my husband put it on the website worldwide mm-hmm. while I was still in the martyr business, and we made more sales online than we did at the brick and mortar.
Gosh, so I love that.
Yeah, so then I thought, well, there's a lot of people like me out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided that we would go ahead and share.
Mm-hmm.
And in sharing, I met a young lady named Angela White, who put together Empower.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, I brought along another lady named Lovely Mitchell. She's the director of print and materials through PostNet.
Absolutely.
So with the two of them together, with Angelique being the brand of Empower, started branding our networking social business.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, we're sharing ideas on how to, one, get profit, mm-hmm. how to work your business, and there's no other way but social media in today's world.
Right, absolutely.
If they don't see you, then how do they know you're there?
Absolutely true.
And so we decided that with my business, mm-hmm. being the success that it is, and what I do there with Hair of Life is I deal with a lot of salons.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, they buy my hair.
Okay.
And they buy it in bulk. And so what I do is I refer clients who buy from me
mm-hmm.
to their salons.
It's perfect.
So I increase their sales and their business as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here I have kept loyal customers in doing that. So it's a two-way street.
Absolutely.
And in doing that, some of the salons that I decided that I would put on with Empire have been successful. One of them being Misha Reyes. She's the owner of Divi Salons. So mm-hmm. she's also have increased her business a great deal, mm-hmm. being on board with us on this team called Empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And another gentleman, Technique Salons, he's in Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
Shaman has will be opening up in Scottsdale on the 20th. But because of the referrals, he is now more, you know, his business is growing. So mm-hmm. now he's opening up his salon, and it's called Technic Salons.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more other person, and she's really awesome. She's here from New York. So she's
wow.
brand new, fresh out of the business, and we thought, hey, let's grab her mm-hmm. and let her be an example to what social media can do for you.
Right.
And so Sanaya Salon is located in Goodyear, Arizona. And so Raquel has been very active, mm-hmm. I could say,
mm-hmm.
in networking with us and Empower Network. So if you want to know more about Empower Networks, just go to The Hair of Life. It's on the website. You can Google it, or you can go to the Facebook. It's mm-hmm. called Hair of Life. And Hair of Life also has this mission. And that mission for Hair of Life is, back into the networking part, we have a mission where we send money over to India.
Amazing.
Yes, and we give water for that mission.
Okay.
Clean drinking water. And what happens is it empowers them to go ahead and not have to send people over from the United States.
Right.
And help them dig the wells. These people over there are teaching them how to become resourceful by giving them a trade, by giving them something that go down the line with their generations to come, so they can already, if something happens to the wells, they don't have to have us come over, spend dollars going over there to fix it. They can fix it themselves because now we have empowered them to take care of their household.
Wow,
so it's just
a
circle.
You know, I'm going to stop looking up on my phone. I was looking for this song. There is a Bollywood movie. I love Bollywood movies. I love watching. For those of you who are not familiar with Bollywood movies, you should definitely check them out. They actually gross a lot more money than Hollywood does. Bollywood makes Hollywood look like kindergartners.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, when they produce a big movie, you know, they'll, rather than talking about in terms of this movie grossed $230 million. They talk about this movie grossed $800 million. This movie grossed $1 billion. So, you know, they have mass amounts of revenue. It's a much bigger part of the world, since they're there in central to Asia. So they have the Hindu cultures. They have because Pakistan is right next door. They're very involved with the Muslim cultures as well. Mm-hmm. And so then China is right next door to them too. So you have the Buddhist, Hindu, and Muslim cultures that are all watching these movies, which. America is, we tend to think everything revolves around us, but it really, we forget that sometimes somebody actually is more dominating in the industry than we are.
Exactly.
I'm not saying Hollywood doesn't hold its own. It does. But I love Bollywood movies. They're normally 3 hours because when somebody in another country wants to take an evening, they want to get attached to the characters. In the United States, we think a movie's long if it's 2 hours. Like, holy cow, that was such a long movie. but to them, an average of 3 movies. They have intermissions for 5 minutes. I actually just saw one this Friday. But the reason why I'm sharing this with you is my favorite movie, and I don't speak Hindi, so I can never pronounce any of the names, nor can I memorize the names of the shows I love. I always have to say, remember that one, and this is what I'm going to explain right now. It's about a young man who grew up in India in a village. Mm-hmm. But his parents were relatively wealthy. They decided they wanted to save up their money and send him to college in the United States. But they died, and in their will was that they wanted him he became an orphan, but in their will, they said they wanted him to go to the United States and get an education. So he did. But his nanny finished raising him till he was 18 so he could get into the American colleges. And then he got busy in college and forgot about his nanny. So then he got a job at NASA when he graduated, and it was, that was a great cultural thing to, that's an ultimate for an engineer, to get a job at NASA. So he was everything he ever wanted to be. And one day he started having dreams about this nanny, and that he felt he needed, he felt the call back home, and he wanted to make sure she was okay, because that's really the only family that he had left. So anyway, he went back to India, back to his small little village. And at first it was all about, it was third world. They didn't have water. They owned that only under certain circumstances could they bathe. But they slowly walked you through the enculturation of how these people lived, that they were happy as long as they had food and shelter, but they didn't even have food and shelter. And it just tore me up inside, this amazing movie of all the everything we have in America and what they didn't have in India. And he actually decided to give up his job at NASA, and to take his engineering skills, and it actually showed. And I still tear up when I think about this. One of the families that he knew, they diverted. They got into a fight with the water boss. The guy who owned the water rights, and they diverted the stream to the other side of the mountain. And so this family literally starved to death. He went to visit them to see how they were doing, and they literally gave him their last little flower cake, and then they were going to die.
Right.
Very, very emotional. And so he realized, I have all these engineering skills. And so he got electricity, just one little piece of electricity, and enough to work a water pump to actually drill a well and pump the water out of on their side of the water rights and down into their farm, reawaken the entire village because they actually had access to water. And so anyway, there's this song that I was looking up that I have on my Spotify. I couldn't find it. I wouldn't be able to pronounce it anyway. But I listen to that when I exercise. It's what I call my fight song. That it's the cause. It's what you're
it's
there
the
for.
Cause, right.
So anyway, sorry to talk so long about my internal interest in Bollywood and India and all of that. But I mean, that's a great cause. What an amazing cause for you. So tell us your website, how somebody can reach you. We're going to go to break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. But you've hit on some amazing parts that I want to reinforce when we come back about a great social media program, and we want to kind of wrap those, tie those in. And I did not prompt. Did I do any prompting for you? I just said subject to social media, right? So we're going to come back and talk about all the great points that get tied in. So give us your website, and then we'll come back from break and talk about all those things.
Okay. Well, it is Hair of Life, and it's www.hairoflife.com. So you can reach me there, and my mission is there as well.
All right, wonderful. Absolutely love it, and what a great mission and great cause. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break so that you, too, can have a great mission, great cause, and great success in your business. We'll be right back.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the two words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social, be local, be found.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
You're listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now, back to the program.
Welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the social media through the social universe, and in many cases, the secrets of the universe itself. One of the secrets of the universe we were just talking about over break is heart. That if you have heart in what you do, if you have true meaning,
yes,
in what you do, true passion. The heart gives that passion, and people feel that in the social media. You know, if you're giving this lackluster, you know, preachy thing, out there, you've been preached out in the social media. We know what that is. In fact, my son, just a little side comment, he sat down about 2 weeks ago with me and said, "Dad, have you ever noticed that people who are constantly posting up these great sensational postings about how to be a certain way or whatever, it's their weakness?" He said, "I've noticed that all these postings, I can see that it's that person's weakness. You know, if they're trying to not smoke, everything's about internal strength and don't smoke." And so they're projecting themselves out there on the social media. And so sometimes, you know, it's okay to preach, but at the same time, you want to let people know you care about them, not just about yourself. And what we have here with Melinda is somebody who really knows, has a heart, and really, really cares. And it sounds like we have a very common part of the country with wonderful people, a great culture. And so I commend her for finding a great cause, first of all, that humanity in general, if you don't have water, if you've ever been truly thirsty, think about how miserable that is. And then think about the parts of the world where thirst is a regular part of their life. Or almost just as bad is that they have water, but it's not clean water. And so then all the diseases that come with that, I won't even go into the list of diseases that can come, but they can be very debilitating for something that you and I might think is bad for an evening. They have that for their whole lives. So just good, clean drinking water is something that's very, very powerful. So what I wanted to point out in what she has done in doing such a great job in the social media is, first of all, heart. Second of all, is understanding what has a universal appeal. Third of all is understanding that referral partners are very important in what you do. And that a lot of people look at social media as a not as a linear thing. That again, they look at it as a pulpit to pound instead of understanding that this is a 360.
Right.
That you want to be able to reach out, find people who need what you have, find out what their needs are, and even if they aren't what you offer, you can meet their needs. So, for example, I want to commend you, Melinda, for reaching out to your clients and saying, "What do you need? You need." The people who are coming into my place for hair extensions, but you do all kinds of other things that I don't do. I'm going to refer that business over to you, right?
Exactly.
And so you have clientele that you can push their direction. So as you push business to them, then where they know where their bread is buttered, they're going to come back to you
for
the hair extensions. Plus, you have a high-quality product, so that really, really helps. If you have a junk product, then I don't know, heaven help you if you're trying to market something
that's
just worthless. But if you... And of course, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Value is in the eye of the beholder. So I'm not going to badmouth anybody's products. But obviously, as business owners, once you've established, I've got a great product, now you need to establish the ingredients of how can I network? How can I use the social media to network? How can I have a good cause that people are going to respond to that I don't have to be preachy about? And some people may take issue. For example, the question that is asked, why did you pick that part of the world? You could have picked Africa, you could have picked Tibet, you could have picked
or the United States.
You know, there's people that are thirsty here too, and maybe don't have the as an example, we have a theory growing up that we had well water and we had a power generating station that was constantly sucking up that well water. And not only did the water tables drop, but we have the uncomfortable feeling that there may have been some chemicals that got down into the table water and that as we grew up, we were drinking that water, and now all four of my sisters have thyroid issues that the doctors are saying had to do with something with the chemicals in the water as they grew up. And so they started having different doctors asking that question, they began to realize, maybe there was something in that water. So even though we had water that tasted great, every time we were thirsty, we were able to drink and we're no longer thirsty, but are we paying the price of that? So yeah, we have those issues in the United States, but that's with very, very carefully prepared water, doing everything we can with the EPA and everything that we have, and still we might have some thyroid issues that are resulting. But what about in India, where there's done almost nothing done to clean that water? Now you may have, anything could be from environmental issues all the way through to just the disease that's bred into that. So I commend you for that. And maybe I've talked a little too long, but obviously my heart went out. And and so when you have a great cause, that's another part of the ingredients of a great social media program. And I just wanted to share that with all of you to understand those ingredients are very, very important. And now once you've enlisted referral partners, they contribute. They're the ones that start liking your pages a lot more. You get interaction. They love what you've done. You get good Yelp reviews. You get good Google Map reviews and your Google Plus reviews. Just everything starts if you have a good purposeful approach to what you're doing in the social media. So now I'm going to stop preaching, speaking of preaching, and we'll go back to the layperson to tell us where it is that just a natural progression of the use of the social media. What else have you found is successful in your use of the social media?
And that's just it. The social media is where it is. And how do I do that? Is that the basic thing to do and the easy thing to do? We make everything complicated when it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just to network with other business owners.
You bet.
And I do like the giving and giving back.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just one aspect of it. When you come together as a team, especially for small businesses, you can only do so much as being just that individual in your business.
Mm-hmm.
You can't always do the marketing. You're either going to have to do the marketing, or that's it, or you're going to have to do the sales, or that's it, or you're going to have to be the shipping and receiving. So what building a team together, what can happen is, just for instance, with Technic Salons, I can send them over there and not have to do I know how to do installments for extensions? Most definitely. Mm-hmm. Do I have the time to do it? No. So why not just keep my business going and send that out to the other experts, and then their business can grow. And I have a young lady in salon that's Debbie Salon. She does all the coloring. Mm-hmm. Well, some of the times these extensions come over, and they change their mind. We're not going to send the product all the way back to India.
Right.
So we have a specialist. And I call her up, and I say this client wants this color, and that's Debbie Salon's.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for an example, Chennai Salon's.
Mm-hmm.
Raquel, she's recently here. She needs to build her clientele. Well, what is she going to do? She's going to stick with me because I supported her in her business by sending her referrals.
Right.
So then I have retention mm-hmm. for my business.
You bet.
So I guess the key thing that I'm trying to say is Empowered was developed for that reason, to help small businesses network, to get them to be successful mm-hmm. and to show them how. And social media is it. So with Instagram, I have a younger daughter. She's all into Instagram. Well, I watched and watched, and so now what I do? Hair of Life is on Instagram.
Right, absolutely.
People are more apt to see you and correspond with that, respond to that, than have correspondence is what I was trying to say. Nobody, unfortunately, reads these days.
Right.
Image is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Beauty is everything. And so we appeal to what the demands are here. But getting back to working with the social media, using the internet really does feed my business. And it feeds my website and and Facebook, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an amazing tool to boost any online business. I instantly see the worth in it, instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, it's a platform for everybody, and that's what we're getting entrepreneurs in business to see, that you don't have to be this huge company that has all this money that can do, it would be nice, but you're not there.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that you can't get there. It doesn't mean that you can't be successful. When you have a vision, when you have a passion, when you have goals set forth, all you have to do, and a lot of people have that, they have the vision, but they do not know how to execute it.
Right.
And so that's what Empower does. We help you execute it through social media by providing you the platform and showing you how to brand yourself.
They really do. Now, tell me about, well, actually, when we come back from break, the segment just went by very quickly. When we come back from break, we're going to talk more about Empowered, and I'm going to then give some unsolicited free advice and a free social media product you probably haven't heard before that I think would be great for you to take Empowered to.
Oh, wonderful.
And so when we come back from break, we're going to talk more about all of that and how to take online what you've been doing naturally inside of the social media, take it into a literally structured environment for that. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the host of The Social Universe here on Voice American World Talk Radio. And don't forget to go to hairoflife.com and learn more about Hair of Life. And we'll be right back after the break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the two words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social, be local, be found.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now, back to the program.
Welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the social media through the social universe, and in many cases, you learn the secrets of the universe itself. Today, what we're talking about is what has become a modern-day secret of the universe, which is social media. And we are joined by Melinda, who is the owner of Hair of Life. And she has a hair extension company that is, she's done a phenomenal job of using the social media to do some traditional professional networking utilizing the social media. But now I'm going to actually take her to the next level, as I will all of our listeners. If you go to bizgrowth.trustedteam.com, then we would you can create your own profile. And if you create your own profile, it's normally supposed to be $50 a month for this. But the promo is that Brandon Barnum, who is a very good friend of mine, he's the one that created this product, but he wasn't a friend of mine before he came on the show. So we actually brought him on the show to discuss his Trusted Team product. And he actually has a slightly more advanced version of this that also costs a little bit more than $50. He is going to allow those people who use my code and use my profile to create a profile. They're not going to have to pay the $50 a month indefinitely. So I don't know when that's going to change, but he has said that that will save us all $50 a month. So
well, glad
just
to
wanted
know you,
to yeah, absolutely. See, you gotta know the right people. It's all about networking. We also have someone who just joined us, and I don't know if our engineer in the back could actually get Mike 4 squared up, but we are joined by Lovely Mitchell, who is the one that introduced me to Linda. Lovely is a very good friend of mine, and that I did not realize I hadn't brought on the air before. And so we're actually going to bring her on the air if we get her mic working here in just a minute. But what I wanted to share in the... Oh, it looks like I'm getting a little message potentially from our engineer. Mike 4 is on. Okay, very good. So, Lovely, you're on the spot. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Lovely owns another business called PostNet, and she has a franchise owner of the PostNet business. So fill us in real quick on that, and then we're going to use both Melinda and Lovely to demonstrate how Trusted Team would actually work. But tell us a little bit about PostNet.
Well, yes, PostNet is your neighborhood business center. Mm-hmm. I am located in Tempe in the heart of it on 48th Street and Baseline, and we are a one-stop shop. We're just here to cater to small business owners that need business and marketing tools that they may not be able to get a hold of, and so we help alleviate all their pain points in the back office.
Absolutely. And she does. I mean, she's done some rescue work for us a few times and really done a phenomenal job. And we've really appreciated the work that she's done. When it comes to branding and getting things into print and making sure that everything is combined in conjunction with your social media, then that's where Lovely comes into the picture. So you can kind of see how a trusted team begins to develop, that you have somebody that you want to promote, somebody who's done phenomenal work for you. So here's an example. If you all go to bizgrowth.trustedteam.com, you can see my trusted team. Now, Brandon Barnum, since I'm such a huge fan of his, is the creator, is actually what in my first position on Trusted Team. Now, that's like putting Mark Zuckerberg as your number one friend on Facebook, whatever.
Would be nice.
All right. But I put him up there because he really is a good referral partner of mine, and I really do refer business to him, and he really does refer business back to me. So here's what I want to share with all of you, and we'll see how much time we actually get before the end of this segment, is that I started using this software, and Brandon did challenge me to start using the software, and I had a 350% in, no, yeah, 350% increase in referral generation within the first 3 months. And then in the next 6 months, we had a 1,000% increase in our referral generation as a result of using Trusted Team. So
wow.
Here's how it works, is that Melinda would go onto my profile, thebizgrowth.trustedteam.com. She would create a profile. By the way, I get nothing from the Trusted Team.
Oh.
You know, I mean, you guys aren't paying anything. I'm not making anything. But what I am doing is being able to get you guys a win-win situation where Brandon is able to get his clutches into you and maybe upsell you to his other software. So,
yes.
You know, that one is called refer.com. What it does is allow each of you to be able to start networking together. So if I logged into my Trusted Team profile, which I'm not actually logged in right now, I can move Brandon down to be my 15th favorite referral partner. So here's what's important.
And then put Melinda here.
And put Melinda.
Number one.
Yeah, number one.
I'm
okay.
Number one.
Yeah. That's right. Nobody's ever moved above
Melinda. I'll
take
second.
So these people, I've arranged them in the order of which the referrals that they have given me. And you can say numbers of referrals. Everybody, it's going to be subjective. It could be just your favorite friends. But I would recommend using it in this fashion. Whoever gives you the most referrals, you put there at the top. And here's why. That you have three ways to market together through the software. When you send out emails through the software, because this does have the ability to generate emails, it kind of has its own little email marketing program. When I send an email out through Trusted Team, on the right-hand side of all my emails, it will have little thumbnails of all these people on the right-hand side of my email. So it has a little caption that says, "This is my Trusted Team." And so then people will see who I'm endorsing. Now, the reason I love it is that you don't have to get permission to have people opt in. You're never going to have to promote your referral partners inside of your email. It's just that their thumbnail is right there. So if they see Lovely and they click on Lovely's picture, or if they see Melinda and they click on Melinda's picture, it will have a caption about what you do. So it'd be hair extensions or print media. So if people will click on those, then that's how the message gets out. It's not that you need to send 25 referral partners information out to your database and pound them into the ground saying, you know, you need to use PostNet, you need to use Hair of Life. Instead, it's just a very gentle reminder on the right-hand side, these are the people that I know and trust. When they click, it actually tracks in the software in the background who is clicking out of your email. So you can actually see which referral partners are actively utilizing the system and referring business over to you and how many clicks you're getting back into your system. Okay. So it's like its own little Google Analytics. Mm-hmm. The same thing with the social media. When somebody gives me a referral, I go out there and post on the social media, "Thank you, Lovely, for giving me a great referral. And if you want to see who else I know and trust, click on my Trusted Team." And then it gives everybody exposure for my little Trusted Team. But I'm also doing a little expose for Lovely to say thank you. And what I didn't know is that I was duplicating it for a while, because the software actually, when it's put in the system, it will actually generate that same little message out to your social media. That's the next thing. Oops, looks like we might be getting close to break. It is time for break. So when we come back from break, I'm going to talk about the two other ways that Trusted Team can be utilized to be able to take the empowered group, and essentially you have your own networking group. I'm sure you're getting the picture of how empowered can go online and interact very powerfully together and literally track how many referrals. And so when we come back from break, we're going to talk about that. So don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the host of The Social Universe here on Voice America and World Talk Radio, joined by Lovely and Melinda, Lovely from PostNet and Melinda from Hair of Life. We'll be right back after the break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the two words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social, be local, be found.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now, back to the program.
Welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the social media through the social universe, and in many cases, the secrets of the universe itself. Today, we are joined by Lovely from PostNet and Melinda from
Hair of Life.
Hair of Life, thank you. And they both have businesses that they use the social media to promote, and that all on their own organically, they came up with the same conclusions I did. The ingredients for a good social media program are being able to, first of all, look great, feel great, be great, be passionate about life, and then find something you're passionate about and a good product. So once you have that, now you're ready to get onto the social media, and then you start reflecting that, reflect your passion, and then find a good cause, something that you can really believe in from not just your product, but more and more people really do judge a company by the cause that it has.
Exactly.
And if it doesn't have a cause, they feel like it's a selfish company, they don't want to deal with it. And especially when, you know, Hair of Life has, it's real hair coming from India, it's a great place to give back to because, you know, a lot of people are selling their hair because they need the money. And so why not give back to the place that is giving to us here in the United States? And it is beautiful hair.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's part of what made me start talking about Bollywood to begin with. Yeah, it just is. It's just wonderful, beautiful hair.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all great ingredients. But now that you have great ingredients, you have a great social media program, now you have to think about, well, how do I unite my special trusted referral business partners all under one roof? And by the way, I am going to give you a referral that I think would be good. Her name is Elvia.
Okay.
She is the head of a beauty school. And so what's unique about the beauty school is that she's graduating. She has three locations of the beauty school, and she graduates probably about 30 people every semester that are going out into the big, great universe of salons, either to get a job or they open up their own salons. So
they are. That would be awesome content.
Yeah, I think it would be a great place for your business to go network and give back to as well. And so she's on her main location is on 35th Avenue and just south of Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
About a quarter of a mile south of Thomas. But feel free afterward. And she would become a great member, I think, of your trusted team, somebody that you can incorporate as your team. So back to trusted team. Here's how the first way we talked about in the last segment, for those of you who are just tuning back in, with trusted team, you get together that great set of business partners that are complementary. If you have somebody who only has the ability to take a referral and not give one back, okay, that's fine, but you don't put them in your top 25.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
They can be sorted down to the down to the bottom. You don't need to exclude them. But the reason why the top 25 is so important is if you can have 25 thumbnails, how long of an email do you have to have before you have 25 thumbnails long of an email? Really, your top five, those are the ones that really get the most airtime inside of your email on the right-hand side. Because what do people do? They glance at the email. They determine if it's something one day they want to read or not. And so they're only seeing 4 to 5 of the thumbnails. If they open up your entire email, then they might see the second 5. And if they then continue to scroll, then they see the other. So being in somebody's top 5 to 10, very important. So if you want to get in somebody's top 5 to 10, that means you need to give them a lot of referrals. So it keeps the incentive going for people to say, well, I've got 25 people in my networking group. How many people are there in Empowered?
Oh, wow. We have
About 10
so far.
Okay,
yes.
So that's fine. You're all 10 on your thumbnails. That's no problem there. But as you grow, then people are going to be climbing over the top of each other to be on the top 10 of everybody's lists, right?
Right.
And in particular right now, they're going to be climbing over each other to get on each other's top 5 because they get the most airtime and the most clicks. And we were talking about over break, it's a lot less expensive to get a click from one of your friends. And think about, which would you rather have, a random person clicking on Google saying, I don't know, I think I might shop this person into the ground, or saying, oh, that's recommended by Lovely for hair extensions. I think I want to go to that. I've seen Lovely's great hair, yes. And I think I want to go there. So then they click on it, and they want to find who you are, and now the secret's out, you know, who Lovely uses, right?
Yes, and she's at PulseNet all the time wearing Hair of Life hair. And,
exactly.
And they're always asking her, where's your hair? And
yeah.
So most definitely she needs to be at the top of my list. And then there's Katanya Baxton. Mm-hmm. Baxton, she is Style Stalkers, and she's well-known in this valley, and we network a lot. She does a lot of fashion shows.
Absolutely.
She markets my hair.
Very, very good.
So we're real excited about her joining our team.
She does fashion shows.
Yeah, lots
okay,
of
Okay, so Elvia will go to fashion shows and utilize her beauty school to do the hair and makeup for the models.
And I'm sure Katanya would welcome her as well.
Yeah, and she doesn't charge for that. Well, I've got to let her, make the business deal. But my understanding has been she's been known to work out deals. So anyway, something to consider.
Something to consider.
Yeah,
and
it makes it a lot of fun.
And when we were talking about costs, Katanya doesn't do anything. The name of her company is Style Stalkers.
Uh-huh.
It has to be a cost.
Right.
And they recently did a wonderful...
It's Style Stalkers? Like S-T-Y-L-E?
Yes, yes.
All right. Very good.
Very catchy as well.
I just have to show
this
on the air since, I mean, I can't really show something on the air, but look at my amazing Style Stocking socks.
Oh, wow. And she would love those.
Yeah, see, look at that. It matches my tie.
You're coordinating.
We're going to have to take a picture and give it to Katanya.
Socks is the key.
That's right. They I don't know if you're probably aware. That's all the rage lately. And my wife's like, you need to get into all the rage. I'm like, I think they look like rage outrageous. So anyway.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
Makes
we'll
it
have
fun.
To take a picture for Katanya.
There you go. So anyway, that's what it's all about from the standpoint of just getting people in the same niche and people who are natural referral partners anyway, put them in so that they have the emails. Then you have the postings where you post. These are the people I know and trust, and you have different excuses to post up. When you get a referral, when you give a referral, I just gave a referral to. If you want to find out who I refer for hair extensions or for printing or whatever, then people will click around on that. And then there will be, if you want to join our team, if you want to join our networking team and get referred by us, click here. So it allows you to promote your business from the standpoint of networking. But really what you're doing is everybody is just getting more well-known in the social media being in your face.
Right, right, exactly.
And so people are like, hey, I want to be in that cool club. I heard there is a Crazy Socks Club. So, you know, I mean, that's kind of that thing. You want to be in the exclusive Crazy Socks Club. they should probably be one of your referral partners, frankly. We should find the Crazy Socks Club and get them into Trusted Team.
I think you just gave somebody an idea out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, these are all things that are a lot of fun. And so the social media with Trusted Team. Trusted Team is social media. Even though Brandon Barnum doesn't like to be lumped in as another social media platform, I call him a social media platform. But he has a one-click posting in there, kind of like Hootsuite, but it's a lot more watered down, where you can have one post that would go out to both your Facebook, your Twitter, and potentially post to Instagram at the same time, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So it's something that you don't have to go repost every single time. You can just post from within Trusted Team. And then the final thing, and this is the part that I like, is just the physical, I have a referral for you. I want to document my referral. So I log into my back office. I input it in. Because what I do is I actually just, every time I meet somebody, I grab let me see how much time we have. Looks like we still have a few minutes. I grab the business card. I give it to my assistant. My assistant inputs it into Trusted Team. Now they're in there. And so that person, I can give that one person. So be careful. You might be my victim referring. I will refer you to everybody. Most people love the referral, you know, because it's based on a need. So as soon as you have a need, then I do the little drop-down list. And all I have to do is, so there's two drop-down lists. One is who I'm referring and who I'm referring to. Because that's the hassle of the referral, is you have the great intentions to give that great referral. And then, you know, you've got to get the name, address, phone number all together and send it in a text. And I mean, okay, that's what the little V card it's all about, and I love sharing that. But long story short, mm-hmm. I know that I can do the two clicks, and that person has a referral, and now I can now sort by those to see who's referring business to me and who's referring to them. It also allows you to put down the value of that referral. So when you get that referral, you can say, hey, but $8,000 worth of hair extensions from me. And you're like, that's a lot of hair extensions. But but if that's the case, then, you know, you're going to start organizing your Trusted Team order by who's giving you tons and tons of hair extensions. If they get you into a national chain that's buying franchises, mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. buying your Hair of Life, you know, it just, you never know what's going to surface when people, it really gets them thinking, how can I get on somebody else's top list? And you're literally just leveraging each other. I mean, I just was in awe when Brandon Barnum came on the air and told us all about how Trusted Team works. And I was even in more awe when I had a 350% increase in referrals that came as a result. And I was already on the air talking about professional networking. This is how you should professionally network. I always gave and received tons of referrals anyway. So long story short, it's a great product and a great program. So take it away as of my free gift for coming on the show
well,
today.
Thank you. And we will apply it and utilize that.
Absolutely. So since we lovely came all the way up here, tell us all about PostNet and why people should use PostNet and anything else. It's your mic for the next 2 minutes, lovely.
Oh, well, thank you so much for allowing me to have this time. Mm-hmm. PostNet, who doesn't need printing? I mean, you need business cards, you need banners, brochures, mm-hmm. flyers, you name it. Who doesn't need it? Okay. So the good thing about PostNet is I'm just not a business to take your money. I want to give you customer service, fast turnaround times, and completely give you my 100%. I'm not just trying to take your money. I'm trying to build relationships as well. So it's, I think, going to PostNet will take away all of your headaches and mm-hmm. will let you focus on striving for success of your business, not having to worry about the tedious things. So I just recommend everyone to go onto my website, which is PostNet /AZ154, and you can look at all of the content, and you can contact me directly, 602-437-8100, and I'll answer all of your questions.
Absolutely. In case you're wondering if Lovely is her real name, it is. And you're wondering if it matches her, it does.
It does.
So you want to go on down to PostNet and get your work done there, because you'll love meeting her.
Thank you.
All right. Looks like it's about time to close. Thank you both, Lovely and Melinda, for coming on the show. We just got Lovely's website. So, Melinda, if you want to end with your website and contact information, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Again, it's www.hairoflife.com.
Excellent. And again, thank you both for coming on the show. And thanks to all of our listeners.
Thank you, Kurt. Thanks for having us, Kurt.
Absolutely. And we look forward to hearing, talking to all of you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed today's edition of The Social Universe. Please join your host, Kurt Wilhelm, again next Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Now go out and increase your visibility by applying today's newly revealed secrets of the social universe. We'll talk soon.